Leaders. The IMF. Break the glass. Emerging markets are in turmoil. The IMF must step in to help.
Emerging markets are battling a financial crisis as well as a public health emergency. Since late January, foreign investors, desperate to shed risk, have been withdrawing their cash from poor countries. At the same time, falling global trade, depressed commodities prices, and vanishing tourists have put export revenues, and hence the supply of foreign currency, into freefall. This has left many countries struggling to pay for imports and to service their dollar-denominated debts, let alone fund emergency health or economic programs. Over 90 countries have approached the IMF, the lender of last resort for governments, to ask for help. The fund will need to respond on an unprecedented scale. The $96 billion investors have already withdrawn from emerging market stocks and bonds dwarfs past capital outflows, according to the Institute of International Finance, an industry group. So far this year, the Brazilian real, the Mexican peso, and the South African rand have lost nearly a quarter of their value against the dollar. Though few countries have sounded the alarm in public, the fund estimates that emerging markets will need at least $2.5 trillion over the course of the pandemic. Some of that help is coming from America's Federal Reserve. It is running swap lines with a select few central banks, which have so far borrowed about $400 billion while posting their own currencies as collateral. The Fed is also allowing most central banks to temporarily exchange any treasuries that they hold for dollars. But among emerging market central banks, only Brazil, Mexico, Singapore, and South Korea are included in the swap lines, and few poor countries have a ready supply of treasuries. So most of the burden will fall on the IMF, which, unlike the Fed, cannot create dollars at will. The fund says it already has $11 trillion on tap, about a fifth of which is already committed. Even this may not be enough for the job if large economies like Nigeria, South Africa or Turkey join the legions of small countries seeking help. Another problem is that a big chunk of the fund's resources is borrowing from its members that must be reauthorized this year, creating uncertainty.